The first vice president of the Ghana Chamber of Industry and Commerce, Dr. Prosper Adabla, has expressed the chamber's support for the Ministry of Trade and Industry agenda to promote Made in Ghana goods at a fair scheduled for next month. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Adabla said the issue surrounding the refurbishment of Parliament could have been avoided if government had insisted and encouraged ministries and agencies to patronize Made in Ghana goods. He called for a legislation that binds the citizens to patronize homemade products. He spoke to George Asikri.
The whole country, everybody in Ghana, based on where we are in the economic pattern, the ills and ailments imports have brought to this country, everybody in Ghana is crying out to the general public, to everybody, to themselves, that we have to use Made in Ghana products. We have to kill imports coming into Ghana and patronize, be proud. So we as a chamber are beating the drums in support of what the ministry is doing, the public and private sector are doing, advocating that is Made in Ghana products.
One may ask, are we serious when we talk about patronizing Made in Ghana goods, particularly coming from the heels of what happened in Parliament, where the president stood and exhibited his Made in Ghana shoes and other things? The very house has gone to China to purchase furniture and other gadgets.
What can we do to prevent what has just happened? I think the government should pass legislation authorizing government agencies, departments, etc., to patronize Made in Ghana products. And having said that, the government should then look for some type of funding for the private sector to start up the factories that can produce the good, you know, the Made in Ghana product to the standards so Ghanaians can buy. You know, government should encourage that. Government should help the private sector set up the necessary infrastructure to produce the Made in Ghana product. If we produce the things in Ghana to standard, everybody will patronize them.
That was the first vice president of the Ghana Chamber of Industry and Commerce, Dr. Prosper Adabla. Deputy Trade and Industry Minister Murtala Mohammed said government is more than committed to its homegrown policies. He said he supports the call for legislation to back government's homegrown policies, as suggested by the vice president of the Chamber of Industry and Commerce, Dr. Prosper Adabla.
It is not just organizing the fair, but it has to do with taking very important measures to ensure that at the end of the day, the purpose for which the fair is organized is achieved. His Excellency the President demonstrated to the people of this country in Parliament that he was not just, you know, giving speeches and encouraging people to wear Made in Ghana. He indeed demonstrated that he was walking the talk. And I can tell you, ever since His Excellency the President addressed members of Parliament in the State of the Nation address, I have seen him almost all the time wear Made in Ghana shoes, and to a very large extent, the clothing he wears also Made in Ghana. It is significant for us to also understand that it is not just about clothing alone. It has to do with about food. It has to do with medicine. It has to do with all facets of our socio-economic lives as a people. And I think that that is extremely significant. It is Made in Ghana goods. And I think
before you take leave of us, you heard Dr. Prosper Adabla of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry proposing that there should be some kind of legislation. Do you support that?
I would support it 101%. I would support it absolutely. I remember, in fact, we had a meeting at the Ministry of Trade. And my proposal was that, look, we should not just limit it to the Ministry of Trade. We should declare all public servants and civil servants, or those who work in the public sector and then the civil sector, everybody should wear Made in Ghana every single day.